All right, I want to put a bow on the stadium conversation. We don't got to spend a whole lot of time on it, and then we'll move to a Chiefs conversation. I thought Thomas Freestad, and shout out to him for coming on the show, I thought he said something very interesting, which I think it's hard to deny. There are positives for every one of the stadium ideas that are out there. There are cons for all of the stadium ideas. Rob, now, maybe this is me hating, and I can admit that. Is there really a pro for the 119th and all other than it's close to where we perceive to be their season ticket base? Is there any other pro for that location? Is there something else that I am missing? Because to me, if the Chiefs move to Kansas, it is them saying, we know we have an attendance issue, and we think the best way to fix our attendance issue is be in the middle of the population of the people that buy the most tickets. I don't really think there's another positive to the 119th and all. It's not in a great location. You're going to have to do some massive sort of traffic infrastructure issues. The community around it doesn't really want it. There are not a whole lot of positives to me for the 119th and all site.
And you're talking about from the actual, like, on, like, location point, not things like, I don't think it requires a vote, which I think is important to the Royals. Like, yeah. That I don't say it's not a positive for me and you, but if I'm John Sherman, sure. I think it's a pro.
That is a pro.
No
and
vote.
I guess another pro for them would be, and I guess this was the second half of what I was going to say, is the downtown stadium idea really comes down to how hellbent are the Chiefs in having a ballpark village. Do the Chiefs want a new stadium? Or the Royals? Do the Royals want a new stadium, or do they want a new ballpark village and a stadium? Because if they're just interested in buying a stadium, then you can 100% find the places for it to go downtown. But I think you heard Thomas say it. Man, the only reason why the East Village idea doesn't work is Power and Light doesn't want a competing entertainment district right around the corner because they already struggle to get people to go down there. Can you imagine now? A couple of blocks away, there is a very popular entertainment district that has a built-in, basically, concert, the way that the Sprint Center does. You get concerts, you get shows, so you get people going to McFadden's and Pizza Bar and all of the places around it. Man, the Royal Stadium would have something 81 days a year guaranteed, and then they always have other stuff that's going on out there. I mean, if the Royals get a brand new stadium, they're going to have outdoor concerts. The Royals have shown you they're maybe not the Chiefs. They're not going to have the Taylor Swift, the big events, but the Royals are definitely going to use their stadium much more for a concert event space. You get the Savannah Bananas. You get certain shows and things that go out there, certain unique outdoor experiences that you can only have with a baseball stadium that seats 40,000 people. Do the Royals just want to build a stadium, or do the Royals want a stadium and all of the other things to basically copy the St. Louis and Atlanta model with their stadiums?
I think that's been the million-billion-dollar question, because I think since the vote failed, the story has kind of been the Royals are looking at spots where they put the side dishes away. Like, for an example, like, they've kind of all the location they've talked about are just the entree. They haven't talked about sides in that regard. At first it was Crossroads Entertainment District, where you got the renderings where you cross the highway and you get entertainment district, hotels, shops, stadium. Man, none of the discussion reporting ever since the vote failed has been this everything, because even 119th and all, which I'm not the world's biggest proponent of, you're not really building an entertainment center there because Town Center already exists and it's kind of right there that you're competing with in some regard.
They'll just build a bigger extension of Town Center. Probably. Just because they're going to have more. I mean,
Washington Square Park has Crown Center right there. 100%. It's kind of the same thing. Like, I feel like the reporting around the idea of this entertainment district has kind of fizzled a little bit. Now, John Sherman does talk about loving the Battery. The Battery has a little bit of everything in Atlanta. But
I feel like every team is now trying to chase what Atlanta has. Which Atlanta, I think to their credit, at least in this conversation, is they moved out of the city and then moved to the suburbs where there's just more space. That's what happened. And they just have a bigger population. More people live in the Atlanta area than live in the Kansas City, Missouri metro area. That's also very important. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, why wouldn't the Royals just use Power and Light? They tried that idea, got voted down. They tried that idea.
Pretty emphatically.
They tried that idea. The proposed stadium idea was not going to be that far from Power and Light. They were trying to incorporate Power and Light into their plan. The city said, no, keep trying. That's what the city said. The city said keep trying when it comes there. You guys know my stance. I want the Royals to be in downtown Kansas City. I think that is by far and away the best possible landing space for them.
I actually think the answer is East Village.
I agree.
I think it was the mayor. I'm trying to find the tweet. I think the mayor recently tweeted out that East Village is, the market. Like, if East Village is back on the market and, you know, the reporting, which we just heard Thomas Freestad say, you know, originally that kind of died because they had to protect Power and Light. But if East Village is a legitimate option, it is a layup. It's a dunk. It's where everyone has always wanted the stadium.
That's an idea that you could very easily sell to the public.
I think it would pass a vote. I think no Chiefs would also help the vote no matter where you put it. But East Village feels like the spot where when this whole thing started in 4 or 5 years ago, when John Sherman was talking to Andy Rogers out in Surprise and said his vision is downtown baseball, I think everyone envisioned in their head East Village because it made the most sense. And now 5 years later, if you can circle back and get that location, that's a win for the Royals and the city. So I agree, like Washington Square Park would work, but if we're going to name like the ideal perfect location and the mayor is tweeting this is back on the market, go put the stadium there. That makes the most sense for everyone. It checks every box.
I want to play this audio for you guys and then we'll get to the Chiefs. Here's what Thomas Freestad had to say. He's with the Kansas Business Journal. Here he is talking about the pros and cons for the proposed stadium ideas.
The way I look at it now, I don't have a dog in the fight, but every individual site you can point to has disparate pros and cons. You know, it's been said maybe downtown's Washington Square Park is like the perfect urban setting, but it's also a tight site. You wouldn't be able to have a battery-esque mixed-use district around it. You'd have to buy parcels non-contiguous to the stadium. North Kansas City has a lot of development acreage, but it might rely on a countywide new sales tax. And then 119th and Null, they control by way of the mortgage purchase out there at the Asperia campus. But it seems as though, candidly, everyone and their mother has a reason to not love that site. I think that would be a major uphill battle if they were to attempt to go there.
I don't mean this as a slight towards Thomas Freestad. I hope he doesn't take this as that. I've never heard anybody say everybody and their mother. I heard the other way of saying it, everybody and their mama. Never heard everybody and their mother. That might be a two Americas thing.
You've never heard everyone and their mother?
Everybody and their mother. I normally hear it with a little bit more flavor than that.
No. I've heard everyone and their
everybody
mother.
Everybody and their mother. No, everybody and their mama. That's what I've heard. That caught me off guard there.
The term everyone and their mother 100% wants the stadium on 119th and Null. That's how that location works. That's how that saying works. Everyone and their mama is like Mandarin to me. I've never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, everybody and their mama, that's the 18th and Vine idea that's floating out there. Everybody and their mama wanted down there. At least that's what I'm hearing.